Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So if you're saying to yourself, I'm really enjoying all this super brain hilarity, but what would it look like live? Go to 971talk.com/DGSLive. Get your tickets for DGS 5 coming right up. It's a month from today, right?
Yep. May 23rd.
Bam. There we go.
At the acoustically perfect Sheldon Concert Hall.
We're going to put that to test.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeff Allen liked our first hour. Way to go, Wiggins.
I can't wait for DGS Live. If you'll let me come, because
no.
I've never seen the show, and the way you guys talk about it sounds like, honestly, and I'm not just like patting your ego, but it sounds like it is a blast.
It's my favorite thing we do.
Is it really?
A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's my favorite thing we do. I love it.
We may need to get you some headphones like little kids wear at concerts, though.
Yeah, because I dance. I'm telling you. I dance. Stupid.
It's just kind of dirty.
No, it's just very dirty.
Wait, what? What am I missing here? What's dirty about headphones?
No.
What?
So much for Super Brain.
He needs to get you headphones so you don't hear the dirty jokes.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you dance?
For
real? Dance for us, Wiggins.
Do a couple moves. Pop
okay.
And lock.
What have you got? Shh,
shh, shh, what?
Can't even keep it going.
He's just shaking his head.
You mean... Oh, man.
Sorry, you guys. I get lost in it.
Well, my beatboxing?
Just the music, like the music of the world.
The rhythm of the street.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to put up with it.
Yeah, right? It's like if instead of Jennifer Beals, Flashdance would have been a middle-aged homeless man.
That is kind of what I was doing.
Yeah.
I just kept picturing you saying, talking about off air, how you can't walk past a reflective surface without looking at your own abs in the mirror.
True.
I don't know why I was thinking about that while dancing.
Here's the thing, though. That started when I weighed 240 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like, I wonder how good my abs look. It's just purely habit.
You just want to look at your belly.
Yeah. Yeah, see how bad it is.
Yeah,
you weren't looking at it to see how much you had lost as you were losing weight or anything?
Probably at first, but then it just became a habit.
Yeah.
That every time I see a reflective surface, I just have to lift it up.
Like if a bus goes by, do you just like have to lift your shirt because you can see yourself in the reflection?
I'm not a supervillain. I mean, it's not like I don't go to a 12-step program for that.
There's a lot of situations where you'd walk past a mirror or something reflective.
You'll enjoy this. In the last 3 months, I was in the intercom bathroom, and I have a habit of when I finish peeing, I just turn around without putting anything back in. So my pants are just wide open. And I was doing that, looking in the mirror, and pulled my shirt up when a coworker from KMOX walked in.
You had your stuff out
shirt
and pulling up your shirt,
yep.
Standing just in front of the sink mirror.
100%.
That's...
And once again, he's admitting that on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One time I had my shirt off and I was washing my armpits when Convy walked in.
I got to admit, the first one was weirder than the second one. I can't imagine walking into the bathroom and seeing you. You are
you won't have to much
there.
Longer.
Did you tell us who the coworker was?
I think so.
All right. Yeah. You'll have to tell me again on the break.
You got headlines?
I do. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. The big headline at Schnucks this week. No scratch paper, no problem. Use the new shopping list feature on the Schnucks Rewards app and simplify shopping. Tony and I have been dying to talk about this all show. The brothers accused of attacking Jussie Smollett are suing his attorneys for defamation.
Wow.
Thank God.
Yep, it's about time.
They said they want to end these malicious attacks and ensure that those responsible for continuing to destroy the reputation of the Chicago Police Department and Abel and Ola Azondario are held accountable.
Yay!
I love it.
So they're admitting to, hey, yeah, we conspired with Jussie, we did this, but we had never at any point lied to police officers.
Right.
So the fact that you're continuing to say that this was a hate crime and all this is wrong, and they're suing him and his attorneys for defamation. I want them to do. Why aren't they doing interviews on the Today Show or Good Morning America like Jussie did? Why not?
Maybe all that's coming.
Hopefully,
I hope so too.
They said that their lawyer said that about Jussie, no man is above the law. Like they want to hold him accountable.
And you know what? Jussie and Garagos, the attorney, are in a really tough spot. Because if they settle that case, if they pay a dollar, they're admitting that they're right.
Yeah.
You know? It's like the Michael Brown case when the city paid his parents millions of dollars. It pissed me off. I wanted to see them try that case.
Yeah.
If you think you can prove after Eric Holder said it wasn't Darren Wilson's fault.
Yep.
If you can prove it, then go to court.
Yep.
Let's have a 3-month trial. Let's see it. Let's get all that evidence out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really glad that they're standing up for themselves because it's made me mad just watching it happen. You know, when they dropped all the charges and they sealed the case, for him to still come out and say, oh, I have panic attacks. I have night terrors because of this. You knew these guys. You paid them to attack you. Do you think we're that stupid? So, I mean, good for them.
Can you think of other than OJ, a bigger case where someone continued to tell a public lie that obvious?
Yeah, the lady who killed her 2-year-old.
Oh, Casey Anthony. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that was nuts. I forgot about that.
Who also was found not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And later, not long ago, a year or so ago, was upset that she couldn't get work as a photographer.
Children's photographer.
Children's photographer. Children's photography.
Jeez.
Dave, would there be some legal reason that the brothers aren't on the Today Show and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, you know the whole classic, like, oh, I can't comment because it's under pending litigation.
Okay.
Anything you say can be used against you. So, I get it.
Okay.
I get it. And there also could be some sort of a threat, like, if they're really trying to settle with these guys, that, hey, look, we're about to go do the Today Show, but if you want to give us $1 million, we won't.
It is. Oh, okay.
It's even better that since this happened, and Jussie continues to say that his story is 100% true, the fact that he fought off these two attackers with his bare hands, 2-on-1, that since that has happened, one of them won the Golden Gloves boxing tournament of the city of Chicago.
It's the worst lie ever told.
Yes.
It's the worst it's the dumbest lie ever told.
Tony, what was the line he gave on that talk show? How he fought back?
He fought the F back.
Oh, that's what it was.
I fought the F back.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
This happened last week, but we haven't talked about it on the show yet. The California House of Horrors parents have been sentenced to life in prison. These were the people who chained up their 13 kids, and they had the weird thing one and thing two wedding in Vegas and the Elvis thing. That was just nuts. Reading this story makes me so sad. The judge was hard on them. Life in prison, 25 years. A lot of the kids are saying, you know, we rose above, we're going to be okay. But then other ones of the kids still love their parents. Yeah. And they're like, I think it's too long. I think they did the best they could raising us. It's just truly heartbreaking. But those people are getting what's coming to them. So
one of those kids was an adult who weighed 82 pounds. I mean, they were starving.
Wow.
I mean, this is starving them.
They should get an extra 10 years for the Beatles haircuts. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They all look like the monkeys, like Peter Tork.
Yes.
No, it was really sad hearing those kids. It just goes to show you what people can overcome, especially kids.
Yeah.
Kids from really bad backgrounds.
Yeah.
And we worry about our kids. Like, oh, gosh, is Phoebe going to this and that if I that and this? And these kids are literally chained to beds. They get one shower per year. And they're at the sentencing for their parents who are going to prison for life. There's an attack dog. Did you see that? There's an attack dog between them and their parents. They've been spending time with this attack dog, like a support dog or, you know, whatever, German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're saying things like Rach said, like, well, you know, I love you, Mom and Dad. And you I'm glad you did it the way you did it because it made me a stronger person. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This can be my final story here. Ocasio-Cortez declares that the VA isn't broken and it already provides top-notch health care to veterans. I don't know a lot about the situation, but I know that is false.
Jeez.
I know it's been a problem for years and years.
That story is a joke.
It is crazy.
Mm.
So her comments were aimed at Trump administration efforts to expand choice and private health care options in the VA healthcare system. But she says, nah, it's all good. They're fine. We don't need to worry about that.
High quality health care, she's called it.
Amazing. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Well, Wiggins is done. Now let's keep going. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
Okay.
Let me bounce this off you.
Yeah.
I don't know why I asked Jeff Allen this, but I did earlier. And I said, you know, like you have an awkward silence and you fill it with something. Here's what I filled it with. Hey, Jeff, let's assume I do this another 10 years. I'm 64. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be on the air anymore. You think I have a future like as an executive or something? And he goes, I think you'd make a hell of a talent coach. And then we had a whole conversation about that. Hmm. Do you agree?
About you being a talent coach?
Not fishing for a compliment, because there's an argument to be made I'd be the world's worst talent coach.
No, I think you would be a good talent coach, because you would be honest and you wouldn't stick to all the retread cliche, what every consultant slash talent coach tells you to be.
I think a lot of times I'd say things like, you don't have a lot of talent.
Yeah.
That's a good assessment sometimes,
right?
Though.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just need to hear that. To either say, look, you need to pursue something else, or you need to get better. You've got to do something to change what you're doing
right
now. I
think most consultants slash talent coaches would say things like, you know, make sure you stay pretty middle of the road. Make sure you don't go too far in one direction. Make sure. And you would say,
I'd be like, let me hear your best impression of a deaf person.
Right. You're like, before any show, check your abs. Find a mirror and check your abs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. I had a couple of my buddies text me about what I said about being 64 in 10 years. It's crazy that I'm going to be 64 in 10 years. That's nuts. It's just crazy. And I was thinking to myself, because Wiggins dresses like he's in third grade. I dress like I'm 30, beanies and bracelets and such. At what age do you just have to take that stuff off?
Never.
Really?
Never.
As long as you can own it, if that's what you've been doing forever.
Absolutely.
All right.
You can't just start doing it, though.
Thank you.
You have to keep doing it.
Agreed.
And then people be like, that's who that guy is.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if you added a bracelet in 5 years, maybe no.
Get suspect.
Yeah.
Dave, you're at 65 now, right?
Yeah, never. Yep. Yep.
So,
never.
So
never
you haven't
changed.
Okay, good for you. It's good to know.
No. No. I will, you know, in the spring and the summer, I walk around in cargo shorts and flip-flops and t-shirts.
Dave, how is 65 better or worse than you anticipated when you were like 45 or 55?
I think when I was 45, I didn't know if I would be retired at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's 20 years. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
55, I had a pretty good idea that was the time. That mm-hmm. was going to be the date. A lot better. A lot better.
Good. How
you
does...
know, you read all these stories like in the Wall Street Journal and how retirement's horrible and blah, 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 blah. And I'm sure it is for a lot of folks. But for me, I was averaging 16 hours a day.
Right.
Never home. And just working all the time, even on weekends. And it's lovely.
So I know that there are a lot of like 80-year-olds, men and women, who are in fantastic shape. But I always think of 75 as being like, okay, I'll be 55 in September. I have 20 more really good years. I can be rock solid 75. Dave, how do you feel just being 10 years away from that?
I've always thought by watching parents and grandparents that 75 is the number. It's not when you get in a wheelchair or a walker, but things start to really fall apart. You try to protect yourself from that. But I've just noticed, and using my family, I think, as the guide, that it doesn't life doesn't suck at that point, but things start to show up that you don't want to show up, mm-hmm. but they do. So yeah, I look at the next 10 years or so as the prime of retirement. And after that, I don't anticipate slowing down, but I know there will be curveballs thrown at me at that point.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. at some point you just, like you said, life just starts throwing things at you. And okay, there's nothing I can do about that. This is happening
yeah,
now.
Yeah. You know, you're going to wake up some morning when you're 75 plus and you're going to go, oh, that doesn't feel very good. And you end up going to see the doctor and the doctor goes,
yeah, that's not good. it's not good at all. Wiggins, what sounds old to you? You personally?
55, actually, because I'm like really young and I just do a lot. And me and Rachel were both like really young.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we start thinking about like your age, we just get
sad.
Apprehensive, I think.
Hey, oh,
sad?
I get it.
Wow.
Okay. Look at it this way.
It's a bad bit.
When you're 55, hopefully you are there, are very close to financially independent, and your health is great. You should be at the prime of your life at that point.
That's a good point, Dave.
Here's something I really do think about that, though. But when I was little and I would look at somebody who was old, I would think, wow, they're really old, and they're like 60. Now I'm like, no. And you guys said 75, maybe that's your cutoff point. I think as technology, as medicine's getting better, that age continues to go up, mm-hmm. where you can have a lot of good years even past 70.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But things start to fall apart. Medical advancements are not. I don't care. I don't care what your genes are or anything. Things start to fall apart.
I don't know. My grandma's turning 75 this year, and she's is doing great, and she's like the one who's going out and taking care of people older than her.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. great, and that keeps you young. That's really important. Doing things that keep you going is very important,
like wearing bracelets and beanies.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you
I
go.
Can see you at you know, like 90 in the nursing home with your bracelets and beanies on.
Dude, I think I'm not going to look a
Telling
lot different.
Nick not to come in.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to look a lot different.
And then he opens the door and, oh, God. Sorry,
knock, knock, knock. Don't come in here.
I'm just going to get smaller.
I don't have my beanie on.
I told you.
I'm going to get smaller and darker. I'm going to look like a voodoo doll version of myself.
Like a little raisin? Like you're just going to get tanner and tanner and wrinklier?
Just all sinewy.
Yeah,
I
can see that.
You will shrink. You will shrink.
Nobody's going to pick on you, though. I wouldn't pick on that guy. Whoever that guy is, I'm not touching that
That's
guy.
That's a good point. A friend of
He's
mine,
like a beanie and bracelet.
Her dad, her father is 104,
wow.
and he lives in East St. Louis in his own house, the house he's lived in forever, and she checks on him two or three times a week, and you know she drives him to get groceries and that sort of thing, but he's fine.
Yeah.
you know, anything could happen, but I have several people, especially on my mom's side, who my mom is going to be 92 this year. Three of her aunts are alive.
Holy cow.
That's crazy. Are they over 100 or are mm-hmm. they roughly the same age?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
My wife's grandpa is 96. And if he was in this room, you would put him at 70.
Wow.
That's
75
awesome.
Maybe. You would.
Would he be interested in Rachel's grandma?
It's possible.
She's a hottie.
He just stopped driving, and he made that decision himself like a year ago.
Can I be honest with you about something?
Mm-hmm.
They pay me pretty well here. If they said, we'll make you a deal. We're going to take half your salary away, but Rachel's grandma would be arrested for burying that body that Sue saw,
ooh,
I would take that deal.
Yeah.
What's your problem with my grandma?
None. I just think it'd be interesting.
It's just a great story.
It'd just
right. be interesting if my grandma went to prison. Okay.
Ah, she's not going to prison.
No,
it's Grafton.
Yeah.
That's probably a fine.
You would
Sandy,
take,
we're just going to put you in the jail cell
warning,
overnight.
A warning anyway.
Yeah.
You think about what you did.
You take half your salary for one good story?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's Dave.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good story.
It's a really good
story.
That is
a good story. I mean, that'd be a great break.
That's the kind of story you get to tell for a long time.
A really long time.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to start using a metal detector now so that when that time comes, people be like, oh, that's just Ryan. He just uses a metal detector. Oh,
Dave, you missed it. The Sue found a dead body in her backyard for real.
It wasn't in my backyard,
okay,
Dave.
Okay, well, it wasn't in your backyard.
It was in Grafton, though.
It was in Grafton in Mike's mom's backyard, and they don't know how old it is.
They found a human skeleton. No kidding.
I liked it.
Wow,
I liked
that's
it.
Cool.
She referenced
well, now
it.
You can make up any story now.
Right?
Sue referenced it that they called the Old Bone Police.
I
like
yeah,
that.
Well, I didn't even think of that.
Well, the Old
yeah.
Bone Squad.
I like that they said stay away from that body when
yeah,
it was just a bunch
from the
of
body,
bones.
Kids. Yeah.
Stay away from the dead body. That's not a body.
Well,
that's a skeleton.
I agree. It's not a body. It's a skeleton.
But it sounds creepier, you know.
Yeah.
So, Dave, I took my Jeep roof down 2 days ago. Am I putting it back up in the next couple of days?
Yeah, the wettest time is going to be overnight tonight and during the day tomorrow. It's no all-day rain, but you want to put the roof back up. We got a batch of rain out from about Rolla through Columbia and Jeff City. That's kind of moving to the northeast. I think most of that will miss St. Louis other than a couple little showers here in the next couple of hours. Big batch of showers and some thunder showers down from, let's say, Farmington over to Carbondale down through Cape Girardeau. That's also moving to the northeast, and that will pass south of most of the immediate St. Louis area. But there will be some showers and thunder showers around tonight. I think they get the ball game in. Could there be a rain delay? Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be much. They'll get the game in.
Tonight, I'm going to the ball game. Our CEO is in and our president. I'm going with a few other coworkers.
Name dropping.
I can't remember. I don't think I've ever stayed for a whole game ever in my life. I am an early leaver, nervous by the third inning, like, oh, good. Are you guys stay the whole time, people?
I used to be stay the whole time. It would never even occur to me to leave early. Now I don't even want to go. So
I leave early.
Yeah,
I go in, have a beer, have a hot dog, some nachos.
I'm like that. I'm like Dave. If it's a playoff game or it's a
well, that's different.
A close game, a very close game that I've gotten into, I might stay to the end. But I am way more inclined to leave early now than I ever was before.
Wiggins,
I don't. I like going late and staying late, actually. I like arriving like after the first couple innings because then the traffic's a lot better and then you leave whenever you want.
What do you do after the game's over?
I usually just go home and like brush my teeth and then go
to
bed.
No, I mean if you're staying later.
If you're staying late at the game.
Oh, at the game? Oh, no. I mean, you know.
He's loiter.
Yeah. He's kind of hanging out.
He just runs the beat.
Look for friends.
We got a guy dressed as Charlie Brown in 234.
He won't leave.
That. I've been.
He's brushing his teeth.
We have been like the last people still sitting in our seats at games before.
Really?
In an empty stadium. Wow. And they come by and they say, okay. And then they come by again and they're like, all right. And then the third time, it's like, oh. All right, and then you got to go. But
you know, my brother,
Don Murray,
big sports guy, and always has been. He would get to games like 2 or 3 hours beforehand and stay an hour or two afterwards because that's how he got his bats and weird stuff from the bat boys and guys in the dugout.
Weird stuff from the bat boys.
Well, you know, like a helmet, sometimes a cracked helmet, a baseball.
That's cool.
Something maybe signed, even an old glove. I mean, he would come home with all kinds of stuff.
Man, I have two leaving earlies that when I think about them, I just want to throw up. They both involve Nick. One time when Nick was about 10, I took him camping and we were at a campsite. We set up the tent. We built a fire. We went hiking. And when it got dark, I was like, you know what would be great is if we just went home and we just slept in the bed. And, you know, Nick, he's like, yeah, that's so much better than camping out. I'm like, right, let's go. And we did. I took a 10-year-old boy home and didn't. I'm just an idiot. And then he's a little drummer, and I took him to see Rush. I made him leave before Neil Peart's drum solo. Once again, I'm like, you know what would be great?
How?
This has been wonderful. Spirit of Radio, loved it. Why don't we go now? We'll beat all the traffic. And he's like, well, I think he's going to do a drum solo.
10-year-olds are really worried about traffic, so he did the right thing.
It was awful, but by OCD, it's not OCD. It's
you're like the bird stuck in the light. You needed to relax.
Keep going.
Wow.
And then the next day, you feel like you want to throw up because you left early. You're just laying there on the ground.
But yet I didn't relax until I was dead on the ground with a beanie and bracelet.
Wow.
But I remember the part of the story that he died.
The bird
I'm
died.
Not connecting.
Oh,
no,
bird died.
I don't remember when you died. I'm not connecting
His spirit died because he feels like he wants to throw up when he thinks about it.
Yeah.
That's the connection I'm making.
It's all metaphor.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A few minutes shy of 5 p.m. DGS. I think Convy's going to be here.
Said we have this town hall thing going on, so it depends on what kind
he's got
of time
some sucking
he can dip
up
out.
To do.
He'll be here at some point.
Oh, he's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He's like, it's me from Ludo.
Yeah. Oh, he'll get some attention. CEO
it's
will be
me
like,
from Ludo. That was my favorite.
The handsome guy right there in the back. I want to hear what he's got to say. I like the
not you, the one behind you.
I like the cut of his jib. I want to hear what he's got to say.
Goodwin's like, yeah, him. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Today, Nick took Moses to school, and I came downstairs from washing up, and he had evidently Moses had thrown up, and I knew it was him because it was dog food and about half of the yard.
Yeah,
it was just dirt and grass. He has the cutest little thing he does, though. I love it. When we go outside and we sit in the yard together, he'll bite grass and throw it up in the air.
Oh, that's
and he'll
adorable.
Just do it like until you make him stop. It's hilarious. He just like wants to see it go in the wind.
How long is this course that he's taking? Feels like he's been in school for months.
Yeah, he's advanced now. He's teaching.
So he's like college prep at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, oh, for real.
Molly was
super brain.
Hers was months. So
oh, really?
It's crazy.
I think this is last week.
Oh, we were there a long time.
Stupid question. Moses is a dog?
It's one of his
yes,
kids.
It is a stupid question.
Okay.
It's his youngest.
Yeah. It's my son. He has problems. Thank
he
you.
Only eats dog food
he
and
throws
grass.
Up and he throws grass into the air.
I kind of the whole time was picturing a child like biting the grass,
he's like,
throwing
he's so
the
cute.
Air. I was like,
he dresses like an old Hebrew leader, and we call him Moses.
So
he reaches out his staff.
Moses.
we were gonna Hebrew fly leader. Kites about a week ago.
You and the dog?
Yeah, me and Moses. And we were at my mom's house, and it was a fairly windy day, so I thought we'd be able to do it. And we go outside, and I've got Maggie and Grace with me. And, you know, Grace is looking for any reason, any time, ever, to call you out for being stupid. Just any, like, anything.
Really? I didn't know this about Maggie.
Grace.
Grace.
Oh,
any behavior.
Yes.
Any behavior you could do that for her to go like,
not me, though.
What is that? And I.
You should show her Ryan's shirt.
And I bent down, and I plucked some grass, and I threw it in the air
gauge the wind
to see which way the wind was blowing, and she goes, what is that? You just feel like throwing grass, Dad? And I was like, I was checking to see which way the wind is blowing, and she was like, can't you just feel it? And I was like, I was like, that's how you check to see which way the wind is blowing. Nobody does that, Dad. That's dumb. Nobody's ever done that.
We should avoid getting our daughters together because they could end existence.
No kidding.
With their pure eye-rolling sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
How do people determine which way is the wind blowing by licking their finger? I've never understood that.
Really?
No.
Because that's
sensitivity.
It gets cold.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it just be cold? I mean, it's not going to feel more cold if you have the wind.
Spit.
Did you have to use a lot of spit? Is
no,
that what I'm doing wrong?
No, you use a very little bit of spit.
And oh, maybe I'm using too much.
And then when you're really
I'm just going down
there.
In
Southwark Santa, we did it by licking other people's fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You just lick someone's fingers and they'd go, from the West! And you're like, okay, thanks.
That seems normal.
Thanks, Dad.
Combine the two techniques and lick the grass.
So did she think you were just trying to look cool or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, she thought that I had made it up and thought that I was cool.
An old pioneer trick. Can I tell you something about me and kites that will not shock you? If you have a kite in the air being propelled by the wind and you hand it to me, yuck. I will throw it.
Of course you will.
I cannot hold a kite. I can't. You want to know why? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Wiggins, get ready to make fun of me.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm the kite.
Wait a minute.
You think it's going to take you?
Feel like blown around?
Wow.
You think it's going to take you?
Since I was a kid, I've had this. My mom's house looks out over about a 50-acre field, perfect for kite flying.
Mm.
Oh, my dad would get so mad at me. Because, you know, I'd want it. Dad, let's get a kite. So we'd build a kite, get it up there, 500 feet in the air. It's on that little stick with all the string.
Yeah.
He'd be like, boy, I'm going to hand you the kite. And if you let go of it, it's going to be hell to pay. Oh, Dad, I won't. I promise. And he'd hand it to me, and I'd feel the kite in my hands.
Yeah.
And I would just let go. He'd be like, mother! And he'd go and chase the kite across the field.
Is this the same, thing that makes you drop the keys down the elevator? Okay.
Very
elevator
similar.
Elevator shaft? Okay.
Very similar.
But do you see yourself as the keys?
That's what I'm wondering.
No, but I feel like I can feel the kite.
Have you ever seen anybody attach, like, a key or something to the kite string and walk it up the string?
No.
It's like the most amazing thing I have ever seen.
Like the wind carries it up?
Wait, explain that to me, Tony. I don't get it.
I don't know how people do it, but I've seen it done where they put something on the string, the kite's already in the sky, and they like they maneuver the string in a certain way to keep the thing
going.
Those people need to be killed.
That's like a kite on a kite.
Mm-hmm.
I like that Dave had to do this before you could buy a kite.
Mm.
Like you had to go build kites? Really?
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't just go get a kite?
Well, I mean, I'm sure rich people could. No.
Oh, you wealthy kite owner.
I flying a kite, I always think it's going to be a good idea. Hey, kind of windy, kids will have fun, let's go get a kite. 90% of the time, you can't get it to go up. And then if you finally do,
somebody throws it.
Done.
It's a great sweet 16.
In 5 minutes, you're done.
Things that always sound like more fun than they are.
Ooh, that is a good
and
one.
And a kite's, you're right.
That might be the winner.
It's perfect. Because even if you're not a kite thrower, what do you got, 5 minutes?
5 minutes. And you're done. You're like, got it.
I flew a kite one time when I was a kid, and once it was in the air, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
For 5 minutes.
It is.
It was
pretty fun.
It was at least like 15 minutes of fun.
There's a lot of satisfaction in it at first. But
for 5 minutes?
Then, yeah, exactly. Then now what? Yeah. I'm surprised that there aren't more like kite tricks like you were talking about. Like that sounds like a YouTube thing.
Yeah.
That people would be like, oh, check out this
one. Sure,
doing with a kite.
Did you guys have yo-yos when you were like, we would have somebody come to the school and try to sell us yo-yos and they could do sweet yo-yo tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
Man, I wanted to be good at tricks so bad.
I can do like round the world and loop to loop.
Dude, I was the same way.
I can walk
Duncan yo-yos, glow in the dark one.
Oh, I love the glow in the dark.
I couldn't do jack crap.
When you can make it spin around inside the loop.
I can't even make it go down and up.
Yeah, I'm really bad.
What?
I'm not kidding. I have like a blind spot. I can't even make it go down and up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.